Thank you, 弟兄姐妹，很高兴我可以来这里，跟你，how to say, 鼓励你 encourage you about welcoming.
Thank you, brothers and sisters. I have this opportunity to come to encourage you.
So, 她是我的太太，所以她认识我可以发音。Actually, thank you so much. Actually, we can go to the next one. I want to say that welcoming, we want to have a welcoming heart, okay? And welcoming grows on you.
那我们希望在这个新的学期的开始呢我们可以有一颗欢迎的心。
Okay, so welcoming, look at this cherry.
看到那个樱桃它是被结冰的，对不对？
Is that cherry cold?
那它的温度是什么？它是
Yes, it is. It's cold. And so, because it's cold, and the water gets on it, it gets colder and colder and grows.
那因为天气很冷，所以呢，一有霜或是结冰的话，它那个水就会在它的周围把它冻起来了。
How do we reverse that process or help it to get warm?
那我们如何使它温暖起来呢？
We have to put it in a warm environment, right?
我们要使这个结冻的樱桃放在一个比较温暖的环境，对不对？
So think about it. If we are a warm environment.
那我们试着想一想，如果我们是在一个温暖的环境下
，and someone cold comes in，
如果一个很冷静的人进来
，they will warm up，
他就会使我们的温暖被我们改变，他也会温暖起来。
But if we are cold environment，
但是如果我们是在一个很冷却的环境里面
，and someone warm comes in，
那这个一个很温暖的人进来了，我们
they will get cold，
他们也会。慢慢的比较沉默。
So I just really want to encourage you, you have to be careful because the coldness grows on you and warmness grows on you. So we want to be a warm, welcoming congregation.
所以我在这里鼓励大家也提醒大家因为我们的环境如果它是温暖的话呢会对我们造成直接的影响。那但是如果我们很冷漠的话呢它也会对我们每一个人造成一个直接的影响。所以我们要花时间去创造一个温暖的环境。
My favorite thought about this is in Taiwan when it's cold outside.
那一个很好的例子就是我在台湾住的时候呢当外面天气很冷的时候。
Yeah, 我们去里面吃火锅。
大家最喜欢做的一件事情就是回家吃火锅。
很多的人，我们一起来。
大家一起围炉在这吃火
锅
前。
非常热。
越吃越好吃，越温暖。
Right? So think about it. We want to be a 火锅大家。
所以我们呢，这个教会这一季要成为一个火锅教会，很火热，很。
Very warm.Okay, we got to practice a little bit. We want to do the welcoming. And so we want to have our spirit be welcoming, but we also want to make our facility a little bit more welcoming.
所以求神帮助我们每一个人不只是从我们的教会我们的互动还有我们整个教会的这个硬体呢都会成为一个。
So we got some people together and made some fixing up.
欢迎的环境，所以呢，
okay.
我们有一些青少年帮助我们去教会。
Okay, we fix this, the old.
他整理出来，这个是旧的。
The new.
右边是新的。
More welcoming.
除旧迎新。
Okay, another picture. Okay, over in my bathroom next to my office.
我办公室旁边的这个卫生所。
There was a shower.
那里有，里面有一个。
The whole thing was filled up.With stuff.
那变成了一个储藏室。
Today you have to go look at that shower.
所以今天你可以进去看。
Wow. All clean. But don't take a shower in there. Okay. The drawers.
This is
the new drawers. Take a look. Welcoming. Okay. We had trees growing out of the rain gutters.
In the back.
Trees. On the roof. But look here, no more. No more trees. Thank you, Nick. And thank you, Andrew Chan, who's in Clemson now.
Chiki!
Okay, painted some stuff, old new.
Chiki!
Okay, went across the road, tried to throw out some old trees.
Chiki!
Okay, and then because they put in 5 hours of work, I took them to CC Pizza so they could eat, and they had a good time. They were happy.
Okay.
We got a welcoming party coming, right?
下个星期六我们有迎新会，对不对？
Yeah, this Saturday. So, you know, this takes a lot of teamwork.
Okay? And I just want to say, try to put in your mind, don't
focus on the project. And the people.
而是把注意力放在人的身上, 还有我们做这一切的目的是什么?
I would have to say most of us like to focus on projects.
很多时候我们比较以事情为导向, 所以我们看见的就是我们的工作。
But there are many different ways we can do a project and still accomplish the same purpose.
但是呢, 很重要, 在这个一起 同工过程合作的过程当中 我们有一个目标是这样,
okay, do you understand that? Plus, as you're doing the project, you need to focus on the people.
但是在我们一起服事的时候, 在一起做事的时候, 我们要记得我们是要以人为导向,
or else we miss the purpose.
要不然我们会失去, miss掉我们的目的。
Okay? So, this is going to take a lot of teamwork.
那需要很多的一起, 我们一起团队,
where's the team?
我们的团队在哪里? C4的团队在哪里?
You guys!
就是我们大家,
you're the team!
我们就是这个团队,
and they're going to ask for your help.
大家我们可以互相扶持鼓励,
so let's join together.
所以我们要一起结合,
everybody's in the same boat.
我们每一个人进入那个同样一艘船里面,
we all row the same way.
我们要朝着同样的方向划船。
If this side decides to row the other way,
因为如果船的右手边,
this side rows this way,
反方向的话,
go around circles.
我们就会在原地打转,
we all need to row the same way.
我们要朝着同样的目标方向,
it's about the church. You, now you are the body of Christ. Each one of you is a part of it.
所以哥林多前书12章27节说, 你们就是基督的身子并且各自做肢体。
A week after this, we get a celebrate.
然后呢, 在下个星期我们有个特别的庆祝,
yes, well, sorry, baptism,
就是洗礼, 洗礼的庆祝。
How many times do we celebrate at this church?
在这里待会我们, 庆祝洗礼多少次了?
Should Christians celebrate?
基督徒可以庆祝吗?
Yeah, we should celebrate more than anyone in the world.
我们比世界更有很多的理由去庆祝。
Gamecocks. Jesus! Clemson Tigers! Jesus! Me! Jesus! Celebrate! We're going to have some brothers and sisters be baptized. This should be a time of celebration for us as a family. That they are choosing to put away their old life to live a new life for Jesus.
因为这些弟兄姐妹, 他们选择脱去他们旧的老我, 然后为着耶稣基督来活新的生命。
And when they come up from that water,
所以当他们从水中浮上来的时候,
we should be like, hallelujah!
我们应该为他们来鼓励,
praise the Lord!
来感谢神,
clapping!
来为他们掌,
whistling!
啊, 为什么不会这样?
You know, yelling, hallelujah, because this brother and sister were saying, we love you and we support you. I really encourage you to join these activities and come and bring a welcoming heart. Thank you for listening to me.
Amen.